mimics were small wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking their village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses, others had large eyes. Some were tall and others were short. Some wore hats, others wore coats. But all were made by the same carver and all lived in the village. Every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of golden star stickers and a box of grey dot stickers. Up and down the streets all over the village, people spent their days sticking stars or dots on one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, always got stars. But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Others, though, could do little. They got dots.
Go, go!
Punchinello was one of those who got lots of grey dots. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. Then, when he tried to explain why he had fallen, he would say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him even more dots. After a while, he had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid he would do something silly, such as forget his hat or step in the water, and then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many grey dots that some people came up and gave him dots for no reason at all, saying, "He deserves lots of dots. He's not a good wooden person." After a while, Punchinello believed them.
"I'm not a good Wemmick."
A few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who also had a lot of dots. He felt better around them.
It's not easy now when you're not good enough, when you're always out of place. I'm afraid to show my face. Have you ever felt the same?
It's not easy knowing who you really are in a world of stars and dots. No. On a Wemmick feeling lost. Have you ever felt so lost? You know I try to be, long to be, just like all the others. Can I ever really be enough? Everyone's telling me, can't you see, you never will belong. I just tell myself I'm not enough. It's not easy knowing you're not good enough when you're always out of place. I'm afraid to show my face. Have you ever felt the same? You know I try to be, long to be, just like all the others. Can I ever really be enough? Everyone's telling me, can't you see, you never will belong.
Just as Punchinello was covered in dots, some Wemmicks had stars all over them. The pretty ones and the talented ones. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump over tall boxes. Still others knew big words or could sing pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. And every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else and get another star. It seemed they just had it made. Punchinello met a Wemmick who was unlike any he'd ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers. It was just that the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots, so they would run up and give her a star. But it would fall off. Others looked down on her for having no stars, so they would give her a dot. But that wouldn't stick either. As Punchinello looked on, he thought to himself,
"That's the way I want to be. I don't want anyone's marks."
So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it.
"It's easy. Every day I go to see Eli."
"Eli?"
"Yes, Eli the woodcarver. I sit in the workshop with him."
"Why?"
"Why don't you find out for yourself? You can go up the hill. He's there."
"I am more than their opinions. I am more than all they say. I am more than how I'm feeling on my best or worst days. In a world that's full of labels, in a world of dots and stars, what they say can never shape you when you know who you are. You should go and see Eli at the top of the hill. Go and see him, meet him. He knows it all. If you go and see Eli, he will know how you feel. He'll be waiting, making everything beautiful." are more than their opinions. You are more than all they say. You are more than how you're feeling on your best or worst days. In a world that's full of labels, in a world of dots and stars, what they say can never shape you when you know who you are. You should go.
Wemmick, who had no stickers, turned and skipped away.
But will he want to see me?
Punchinello called after her. Lucia didn't hear. So Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around, giving each other stars and dots, and thought,
this is not right.
And he decided to go and see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. It all seemed so huge.
I'm not staying here,
said Punchinello, turning to leave, until... Punchinello? Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you.
You know my name?
Of course I do. I made you. It looks like you've been given some bad marks.
I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard.
Oh, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the other Wemmicks think, and you shouldn't either. Who are they to give stars or dots? They're Wemmicks just like you. All that matters is what I think. And I think you are very special.
Me? Special? Why? I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you?
Because you're mine. That's why you matter to me.
Child, I've waited patiently, hoping you'd come to me. So make yourself at home. Child, look what they've done to you, how they've been judging you, but you are not alone. Don't you know I made you? Don't you know I never make mistakes? Every time I see you, there's a smile upon my face. Can't you see your value? I've chosen you by name, so forget about dots and stars. 'Cause I made you the way you are special.
I tried to do all I could, did what I thought I should, so I could be loved.
Child, let who I say you are be all you need to hear. Let it be enough.
Now remember, the stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers. So just come to see me every day and let me remind you how much I care. Remember, you are special because I made you, and I don't make mistakes. Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart he thought, I think he really means it. And when he did, a dot fell to the ground. Back in the village, when the other Wemmicks saw him, they couldn't believe their eyes. He was leaving a trail of grey dots.
What's happened to Punchinello?
He looks different.
Lucia smiled.
You've been to see Eli?
Yes, I have. And I'll be going back every day so I don't forget how special I am to him. And one day I'll be sticker free, just like you.
The Wemmicks wanted to know how that could possibly be. What was it that Punchinello and Lucia had discovered?
Just because you're loved.
you're listening and you've forgotten who you really are, then just remember this. You are special.